Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woosling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skinny Graham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Skinny Graham. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Milges. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Milges. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Harris steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Morgan steals third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Averill moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive towards short. Woosling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Morgan scores. Averill moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field. Morgan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Morgan. McManus goes all the way around to score. Hargrave moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hargrave tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Skinny Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris bunts towards first. Fonseca fields it and steps on first for the out. There goes Johnson attempting to take third. There's the throw from Fonseca and Johnson is out, for the double play. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yats Wustling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wustling is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wustling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp bunts towards the mound. Graham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Skinny Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan throws the ball into Fonseca, who tags Rice trying to return to first, for the out. Johnson scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wustling misplays the ball. That's an error on Wustling. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0-for-1 in the game. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Averill is chasing the ball. Alexander rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball four. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. McManus steals second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave is walked intentionally. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woostling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. Falk moves to second. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Ray Gardner. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener now playing shortstop. Skinny Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Johnny Milges. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Myatt moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Graham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Wes Farrell now pitching. Glenn Myatt now catching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Myatt bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavener moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Yats Woosling. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oney Carroll pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Scubble pinch runs for Oney Carroll. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scubble moves to second. Eddie Phillips pinch hits for Bucky Harris. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scubble moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice is walked intentionally. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Scubble scores. Johnson scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 9-6, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Heine Scubble now playing shortstop. Charlie Gehringer now playing second base. Vic Sorel now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Fonseca moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.